Is this a, okay? Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello and good morning.
And we back. And we back.
We
and
are.
Am I too loud?
No. Sound great.
Nate, am I too loud?
Hey guys.
Good morning, fiancés.
Good morning.
We missed you.
We missed you, man.
We're fine, by the way.
Yeah.
We made it through.
Yeah.
No one was sick.
No.
Exposed, but not.
Exposed.
Infected?
Exposed, but not infected. We had a you know, a slight COVID sitch, so we could
just
not
a
come
scare,
into the studio. Yeah, last week.
I'm hoping that you
but
know
we are live today.
We know that there's no pandemic at all, and it never happened. But when it did, it was a long time ago. But I'm really hoping that now that school has ramped back up and. Jobs are like,
okay.
Hey, you better get back in here, hurry it up.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that there is some sort of protocol that might be in place for when people do, in fact, get exposed.
Yeah.
I don't want to just keep doing this cycle, but, you know, the Moms of Liberty are definitely going to make it so that masks are illegal.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If this protocol that you're talking about is going to get in the way of people getting haircuts, it ain't happening.
Well, those are important.
Yeah. What Biden will not do.
Oof.
He already waved the mission accomplished peace sign for COVID. For the Rona. It's over. We're not.
That was like a year ago, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, we did it.
Yeah,
we did it, Joe.
We did it. And, you know. There goes all your government support, all the free tests and stuff, you know. Like, yeah.
And masks are not mandated, so we won't make sure that there are any around for you to have. But you do need to wear it in a pharmacy, but you'll need to buy it because that comes at a cost.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm just going to tell everybody, if I'm doing any sort of business with you, if I am exposed to COVID, I'm not coming. Like, if I'm just not going to take the chance of me being somebody that's spreading this to everybody else.
Yeah.
Knowingly. You know, hey, when you get exposed or you get it and you don't know yet, I get it. But if you knowingly, you like, you know, someone comes to you and says, you've been exposed.
Chill out. Take a break.
Do well. And you don't even really have to take much of a break. You can, what we did learn is you can do a lot of work from almost anywhere.
Pretty much.
Okay. I guess that is a privileged thing to say. If you have certain tools, you would be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I guess my point is that you don't have to not work necessarily if that's the kind of job you have.
Right. And or, if you, that is the type of job you have, you got to make some adjustments, man. You got to make allowances for people. I feel like there was a lot of...
Nobody wants to work anymore these days.
There was a lot of pan smacking for our first... People at the front lines, and then there've been no adjustments.
Oh man, you said pan smacking.
Yeah.
Wait, if we gonna do one thing, it's gonna perform, baby. We gonna perform,
right?
Look at all the heroes out there.
look at all the heroes in our text. This thing has been lighting up. I don't even notice this.
I hadn't because so, I don't. There's not normally texts.
I mean, 7:33, 7:34, 7:37 is coming in. First text, that have grace for your people, love is the only one true thing song was stumping Shazam. Any credit?
Ooh.
Let me see. That last song before we came on is called Cartoons by Grace. Boom. What? I hope that's the song you're talking about. It was a pretty dope song. Also, Ambush's levels are low compared to Morgan. Again, welcome back.
Good morning. I'm so happy I'm louder. Did you fix your levels? Because I can't tell.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I don't know.
News of Mike, good morning.
Thank oh, speech to text.
Aha!
But anyway, okay.
Thank goodness you two are in the studio today. I missed you so terribly last week. John, we missed you too.
We missed you too. It was awful. It was awful without you. Good morning.
That old speech to text.
Get you dang near every time. But I do appreciate how safe you're being. Because if you're doing speech to text, that means you're probably doing something else.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
See, we got another one here. You were all in the top 1% of people giving a hoot at this point. everyone else is out here back to coming to work or the airport or the concert, sick and without a mask. Levels of normal.
We have a concert to go to that is outside.
A year. Kate Tremaine.
And I'm still scared. The mask is coming.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'll be that, you know, that old in a chair.
We got to get our chairs.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, working on it.
So we got a text from Rudo. Rudo, I'll have you know, I did my homework, and even though we weren't in studio, I went and grabbed all the text messages, because we got text messages last week during the rerun.
What?
So thank you for resending your text this morning.
Oh my gosh.
As you can see, Morgan is just now seeing it.
Wow.
You want to read that one?
Welcome back, my horror-organ fam. 2 weeks ago, I proposed to my Harper, and she said yes.
Hey.
What a fool. We're fiancés. Rudo?
Rudes.
Congratulations to both you and Harper.
Oh, man.
Fools in love. I love it.
Yes. That is so dope.
She's such a sweetness, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you guys. How exciting.
Don't worry. I'm still working on your prank gift, Rudo.
Ambush will DJ your wedding for free because he's going to play bad music on purpose. As a
I would not do that to you, bro. That is so bad.
So if he offers, Rudo, know that it's part of the prank and you don't want it.
Okay. All right.
Outed.
I've been outed.
Yeah.
We had two more texts from last week, and I'm going to love these because they're going to be out of context. Oh. I have knives in my kitchen. Should the cop shoot me?
What? No. Never. No.
They shouldn't, but will they?
Probably.
Cops going cop.
Are they in your kitchen? They
don't do right, that. Right. If they're in your kitchen and there's knives in your kitchen, you're getting shot. And y'all shutting down early? I missed why. Because we were not in the studio.
We were not here.
No. We were not there.
We were, standing back and standing by. What we did?
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. And the shutting down early makes sense because the replay is not going to have the music breaks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well.
We missed you. We're back.
Missed all you guys, man.
We hope we're, back for a run. You know what I'm saying?
I think we are.
No more trickery with the exposures. Well, you know what? We're going to a concert on Saturday. So we gonna see.
But yes, everyone mask up, bro. It's happening.
Yeah, like this is let's quit playing.
Yeah.
Cuz you don't want RSV either.
Right. They're talking about a triple triple demic or something.
Something like that. I'm not going to try and remember.
RSV. Rona. The flu. Bro.
And Rona out here, I don't know that we get to call her that anymore, you know? Like there's just so many new versions and all over the place that I don't know if we just say Rona, it got to be like, I don't know, Zona by now.
The T2000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what happened? There were lots of things that happened in our absence. We can't go through everything.
No.
But I am going to say that the city council wasted some of our time again this week, and that was really fun. We really love it when the city council is like, you know what we're going to do?
Mm.
We're going to get together and we're going to ban something and it won't mean anything at all. and it'll just be like giving each other high fives. And we're going to do that on a Wednesday in front of everybody.
Right.
Because that's what city council meetings are for, right? Just a high fives and handshakes for nothing.
Nothing. Yo, John came back spicy.
Uh-oh.
He said, stand back and stand by for 22 years.
Woo! Yo.
Yikes.
And John, I think you know. I think you somehow know that we are for certain talking about that today. Ain't no way we could let that sit.
Wow. I love that. That needs to be like...
Make that shirt.
Yeah. That needs to be like a little video. You get the audio, stand back and stand by. And it's like, bam, 22 years. Stand back and stand by. Bam, 17 years.
18 years.
Yeah, right.
17 years. We wanted 33, but you're getting 22.
Glorious.
I mean, I got to feel like the Fed boy didn't see it coming.
Oh.
You know?
A whole informant and no one informed you?
They forgot.
Ooh, you got left out. And, oh.
I mean, my favorite of it all, and I'm sure I'll say this after we do this story. You are an informant for the police. You weren't there.
And got the highest sentence.
You're the only brown one. And the reason I'm laughing is because Mans was like, how could I be a white supremacist if I'm, look at me, Enrique. Well, I mean, we can show you all the ways.
Guess what, Enrique? And you then, got sentenced.
Oh,
like
no. My point is they didn't.
You're right.
They forgot. They forgot what he was doing. You do all of that. To get the most when you're not, you didn't breach.
Man.
I believe that he was absolutely orchestrating that. So don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
when I say you weren't even there, I don't mean like he didn't deserve a sentence.
No.
I just mean, you know that he's saying that. You know that he's like, I wasn't even there. I wasn't at the Capitol. Because that was the point. You did all of this. You made sure you weren't there. I'm sure Roger Stone told you, make sure you're not in D.C.
Right.
And who doesn't listen to Roger Stone? You know? Oh, it was a really good thing that you listened.
Look how that
the entire time.
You. So good.
22 years. More on that later.
Dummy.
In the show.
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about a few things. Oh, that.
What happened?
Another text. How do you think the nation is going to feel about Enrique? the Aryan nation. Thank you for the correction. I was like, the nation.
Wow.
I think that there's some of them that love him. That's going to be an interesting situation because I don't know. John, this is the reason why this is a sticky wicket, if you will. I don't think that certainly doesn't work there.
No, they don't care.
It barely works here, but on the outside, but in prison, there's no race mixing,
completely
buddy.
Completely different culture, bro.
We're not doing that. Yeah. Even if you are in service, we would not mix with that.
Mm. No.
So I think I think the very best he could get is that he could maybe not be harmed.
Yeah.
Actively harmed.
Yeah.
But good luck with him trying to figure out who he gets to hang out with, because you don't get to be with the blacks. I am not positive that you are going to have a home with
the browns,
with the Latinos.
I don't know.
Listen, there's the politics are real heavy in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real, real heavy in prison. And Enrique could find himself not doing faring so well. However, there's a bunch of money in that world, in where Enrique has been.
That's
and maybe, you know, he'll get someone to put a bunch of money on someone's books and, you know, who wouldn't love to see Enrique Tarrio being extorted?
Right. 22 years, bro.
Spending all of Roger Stone's money.
Because he ain't getting no money from Bannon.
Nah, he served his purpose.
Yeah.
The Bannon, there's no way he would, because there's no more use of you.
You're cannon fodder, bro.
Yeah. We don't need you anymore. There's nothing to talk about.
Thanks. You are a patriot.
I do appreciate the one dude. I'll remember his name when we get to the story. But one of the Proud Boys that got sentenced, but during his trial was like, I have changed. I am a 1,000% changed man. Everything was wrong. We shouldn't have done that stuff. And, you know, yeah, Trump did lose. And I was duped. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, gets sentenced and is like, Trump won!
Right. Right after he gets sentenced.
We ain't never do nothing wrong. Like,
right after he gets sentenced.
Tight.
Switch the flip.
Someone's got to do it.
Bruh.
Someone's got to do it. So, ambush?
Yeah.
Few things we're going to talk about this week. It might be bye-bye to the Bybee Lakes Hope Shelter.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
We got a Jeremy Christian 2.0.
Bruh.
I want to, you know, we're going to have to spend maybe a views on how Portland keeps showing up with white supremacist guys with knives.
Like, yeah.
And blades.
And this guy's a Florida import.
Oh, are you trying to go the route of you're a transplant.
Look what you're doing. Look what DeSantis is sending us. And then national news, yeah, we already started talking about it, but we're going to talk about Enrique. And we're going to talk about all the Proud Boys that got sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And then a little Vivek.
First of all, it is Vivek, and it rhymes with cake. And that is how you will always know how to pronounce that man's name.
I don't know why I keep doing this.
Disrespect, literally, honestly. You know?
Who is this very unserious man trying to convince? I wonder.
The grift is real.
The grift is super real with Vivek. Super real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been waiting this, you know, his whole life for this moment, though. Like, training.
He's been training.
He's been training his whole life. Not in the way of, like, work or experience, but, like, to be able to talk over people or... debate bro his way onto a debate stage.
Yeah.
What's
her name? The woman who used to be, was it press secretary?
Kayleigh McEnany?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. But the right administration, but they weren't press secretary. They were working the campaign for him, for Trump. Alternative Facts.
Oh,
Kellyanne Conway. It's like he wants to be that good, right?
Mm.
With the talk over, misdirect. But the problem is he can't stop talking, and he's flooded society with contradiction after contradiction.
There's too much content.
There's too much Vivek content out here, bro. So now you're debating Mom's yourself.
Spaghetti. Yeah.
Oh, geez, you had to go there. I'm not playing Lose Yourself, so there's that.
Well, definitely don't, please. Yeah. No reason to.
None.
One of the other problems, Ambush, of him not being able to be like Kellyanne Conway is, there's really no one who can do what Kellyanne Conway does except for a white woman, and that is a huge compliment.
That's true.
Like, to just completely be not, I'm not going to even recognize the things that you're saying right now, as something I need to address.
No, not a reality.
I'm just going to move forward.
Not my reality.
Impressive. He was doing his level best. I mean, he's doing his level best. The thing is that you just, like you said, too much content. Too much content. You. It doesn't really matter. Like, we're watching that with Ann Coulter right now. Ann Coulter has spent her, you know, life being a Aryan goddess.
Yeah.
And just cannot wait to tell everybody how, you know, her family was settlers from the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She told us how much we needed Donald Trump, how Donald Trump was going to save America, save the people of America. This is how we're going to get it back going. You know, all the things, make it great again. And now she's not just singing a different tune, but is like so overwhelmingly, absolutely no Donald Trump ever, please. He must go.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, there were so, she had she was trending yesterday because she was, said something to the effect of he needs to go away. Like, get out of here.
Period.
And she we just have never seen, you know, from her, that's not her deal.
Yeah. She also did a little, divide and conquer with, saying the queer community is co-opting the civil rights struggle.
That is my favorite. When people who do not care about any marginalized group do the, that group is taking that group's, you know, shine or whatever.
Yeah.
So that then we can fight with each other. And again, she can tweet. This is what she said that I couldn't remember just verbatim. To Trump. You had your chance with a Republican House and Senate. You handed domestic policy to your son-in-law and Gary Cohn. You handed foreign policy to your son-in-law and a country that gave your son-in-law $2 billion. Shut the F up forever. And you never want to be, you don't want to be in the position where all of a sudden you and Ann Coulter have said the same thing, or you and Candace Owens have said the same thing.
No, we cannot be on the same page. I won't allow it.
You know, the broken clock thing.
That's it.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
But like all of this, every single one of these absolute grifters, like the pivots are going to be happening because there's something on the other side of that. Now she gets to be a never Trumper or whatever and talk about how ridiculous it is that people would even consider, you know.
It's a completely different press run now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And unfortunately, we know that the a certain brand of liberal will lap it up. You know? They will lap it up. Look at Bill Maher right now is like, what's a liberal? I don't know. I used to just like I was the guy that didn't believe in religion and smoked a bunch of weed, and you guys liked me for that, and I thought I was funny. But now, why do you think they think they should be able to make a living?
Those writers and actors think they should be able to make a living.
I mean, that's a grift. I just don't this whole I'm gonna move into the. Shout out to Joe Rogan. I'm just gonna crown the king. Because when you do that soft switch or move, because it's not really a switch for a lot of these folks, but like and also shout out to Dave Rubin. I think he did that before Joe Rogan did, just not nearly as successful.
Russell
but like
Brand?
Yeah. But Russell Brand's is like COVID brain. His happened because vaccines and
that broke his brain.
All these people that are like the freedom is the most important part,
right?
But then don't have a problem necessarily with other people losing freedoms to make decisions about their body. But that one bridged too far, and I don't put those foreign things in my body, so I'm not going to. And now I know that it's been true all along. Government is evil and they are out to get you, and they are just putting, everything's a bioweapon meant to track you, make you 5G because we need better Wi-Fi.
Grow up, y'all. Seriously.
Now I don't even know where I was going.
Well, you were talking about Ann Coulter flipping the switch, switching the flip.
Oh yeah. You know, just the grift of it all.
Yeah.
The grift of it all. And Vivek is just another. Vivek is has been doing different grifts his entire life. And shout out to the journalists that are just continuously exposing and being like, nope, what about this? Nope, what about this?
When you said that, someone else had popped in my head. Different grips their entire life. Just recently did something that no one expected, and a lot of people are applauding him for it, and I'm like, nope, he's just switching the grift. That old Puff Daddy. Giving back the publishing to the artist that he's been milking for two decades.
He made $1 billion off of?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't just make $1 billion off of that. He had other ways, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, got some praise for that, didn't he?
Yeah.
For handing people back the publishing that he already got all the funds from.
I mean, Black Rob died broke. Craig Mack died broke.
Ooh.
So I mean, you know, yeah. But let's praise Puff. What's he go by, Father Love or whatever he goes by? Yeah.
Oh, great. I have no idea. That's new. What?
Yeah, he started doing that like during the pandemic, and I'm like,
oh,
not when you
right.
owe people money.
Yeah,
not,
yeah, yeah.
Not when this. You won't let Mace buy. His publishing back. Nah, sorry, bro. I'm not doing that.
I mean, you got to explain. What do you mean you?
Yeah.
You can't buy it, but just wait a couple years, and I will give it out like turkeys in the hood.
Right.
In Thanksgiving, everybody gets one. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing.
Someone had approached me about news of my fiance. I can't remember where we were or where I was. And now I feel bad for not remembering because 2 weeks have passed.
Mm.
And I like to, you know, I like to give people shout outs when they mention us out in the wild. I can't remember.
Yikes. I wonder why you brought it up just now.
I thought maybe if I kept talking, it'd pop back in.
Oh, you know, okay. That's fair.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
No.
You got to warm up your brain a little bit more, you know, like. You do a story, you see, oh, okay. Did it get it? Did the engine get running?
Did it kick? Did it catch?
Did it catch, you know?
Didn't catch.
That's my thought. Yeah. That's how I like to do it. And I haven't decided, Ambush. Which story shall we do first?
Well,
and I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
Shall we talk about the Bybee Lakes, the... Wapato, how do you say that? Wapato?
Wapato.
Jail that was repurposed. Mm-hmm. Because in Portland, we do, in fact, recycle, reduce, and reuse.
No, I did not see that coming for a jail. Morgan.
What?
Dial it back.
I mean, okay.
Wow.
Well, we could either go with that, or we could start out with Vivek. You get the choice.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
And then you get to read.
In the interest, right. Exactly. In the interest of getting my brain warmed up, I think I'll hop into that Vivek.
Okay.
You know?
Give us the goods.
Goods will be given. All right, let me get back to my spot here. Yes, 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 yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Vivek, and I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do with him. I'm just not. Vivek doesn't just rhyme with cake. It also rhymes with fake, mistake, flake, snake, opaque,
ooh.
Awake, stay woke,
okay,
headache, and escape.
Okay, bars, 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 bars.
Yeah.
Okay, I do see you.
Okay. Vivek Ramaswamy is currently polling third behind Trump and DeSantis. He's even been referred to as a young Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I hope no one ever refers to me as a young Trump. While he's campaigning for the seat in the Oval Office, he's not going to turn down the opportunity to be Trump's running mate. I'm almost certain that this is his true game plan. But here are some of the things that stick out to me as a black voter watching this brown man run for president of the entire United States. He believes climate change is a hoax. Called Juneteenth a useless holiday 2 months after sending out a tweet celebrating it.
We like diversity until we don't.
Yeah.
You know? Until there's a... Until we don't.
Until I'm in a room full of white people and I want to, you know. Juneteenth, what's that? It's useless. Let's just get rid of it.
Mm.
Called Representative Ayanna Pressley a modern day grand wizard of the KKK. The list continues to go on, but much like the saga of George Santos, primarily because Vivek loves attention. He might possibly have a kink for public humiliation, but who am I to judge? I would never in 1,000 years vote for a Republican. I'm certainly not going to vote for a delusional black or brown person hiding their self-loathing under the guise of being patriotic, participating within a party that is actively trying to eradicate.
Mm.
So with all that being said, you must be wondering, where is Ambush going with all of this? Well, it leads right back to Morgan's ever-grounding question. Who is this for? Recently, it was brought to our attention how term limits are actually a device of the Republican Party, courtesy of a very informative Tom Hartman YouTube clip. Up until this point, I really felt like the most alluring thing about politics was the power within those coveted positions. But nope. As Trump illustrated, the office of the presidency is truly just an amusement park ride, and anyone with fundraising potential wants their turn. Vivek has been picked apart for his lack of understanding around foreign policy and even the workings of our own government in its current state. But despite all that, he's in third place. Mind you, there's still a huge margin between Trump and DeSantis, yet he's still there. I started out by saying we have a Vivek problem. And I'm not so sure about that anymore. As we talk about imagining a new future filled with more equitable systems that promote sustainability and providing the necessities of a basic human existence, a system that doesn't thrive off our pain and suffering, maybe the continued absurdity of what we're seeing right now will help us look past our present to build the future that is necessary for us to survive.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm hopeful. Vivek still rhymes with escape. So. And we're looking for it to come full circle.
I don't... Vivek is such a... he is exactly what he's supposed to be.
Like, yeah.
He is playing the role of model minority while telling you that the only thing that matters is merit and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and then becoming a good, great businessman.
Yeah.
And don't really talk about, you know, being the children of immigrants, but I will take that scholarship for being a child of an immigrant. But I will also call that a merit-based scholarship because it ain't no way I do affirmative action because I already told y'all that. And
the contradictions just abound, bro. You're tripping over contradictions.
It's just I can't let go of this. I saw it yesterday. I don't know if the Mehdi Hasan interviewed Vivek, and Vivek didn't have a whole lot of places to go. He knows what information is out there about him, and he is definitely well practiced in how to pivot away from it and say that the person asking those questions is just being, you know, childish or
let's be serious. Let's have a real conversation.
Let's have a substantive conversation. Somehow it's always the people not having the substantive conversations that say, you know, let's get down to the meat of it. Are we gonna get and have a real conversation? Are we gonna get into this marketplace of ideas or not?
And that's usually his response to being quoted. You know what I'm saying? It's usually when he's being directly quoted.
They've misquoted me. They spliced it together. They're making things up. Everything's a deep fake. You know, like Vivek, come on. It can't be.
Bruh.
It just absolutely can't be. I refuse.
Yeah.
I just personally think that this entire situation for him is a cash grab. So it's,
to 100%.
If he even does expect or want to be a part of government, this is, you know, he's going to pull an Andrew Yang and try and be the governor or a senator or something. And Mans is already out here talking about I will be the president for 2 terms. Like,
you're literally saying anything.
Yikes.
You're literally saying anything, which is why there will always be an opportunity for him to say, you know, let's have a substantive conversation. Because it's not like anything people are bringing up. There'll be a fresh batch next week.
Right.
Like, he's constantly cooking up the foolishness.
Well, here was the quote that really got me, because he says a lot of stuff, but he said he was asked about taking a $50,000 scholarship to go to Yale Law School.
Right.
When he had plenty of money. He had made $650,000 that year. And he said, no, that's not really how that went. That's a different tax time. That's a this, that. And it was like, nope, here are your two tax returns from that time. You made.
Right.
I don't know what it was.
You 700. Made more.
Yeah.
Yeah. The previous year.
And man said, hey, listen, anybody with a couple hundred grand in the bank is going to take that 50 grand. Okay. It's no strings attached. Oh, really? Anybody with a couple hundred grand in the bank, huh? Huh?
You don't think someone less fortunate than you should have gotten that?
I mean, listen, I don't even like the framing of less fortunate in that moment.
True, true.
You are now spending your time.
Less liquid.
Saying things that are contradictory to the life you have lived. And you are doing it in multiple ways. You are playing in everybody's face.
Yep.
In order to say that you would do some sort of reuniting, which, hey, any single body that is talking about reuniting this country, disqualified.
Yeah.
Disqualified. When was it united? When did that happen? Y'all still think that unions are bad.
Right.
We know that you can't be united. So any single person saying reunited, enough. You are unserious. Let's move forward. But for him to do the affirmative action is something that really is detrimental and harmful. Harmful. Affirmative action actually tells you that you can't do well because of your skin color.
Right.
For that person to use white supremacist talking points over and over and over, whilst having benefited from the things he's saying shouldn't exist. Not only benefited, but didn't need it. Didn't need the money.
At all.
But here you are now, you know, on team George Soros runs the world and anybody funded by is, you know, I don't know, here to make you a Marxist. Because that's...
Or a communist or whatever.
Because that is what socialism is, too. It just doesn't, you know, none of the things have to be real. It's just like there's a Marxist agenda now because that has always been where America sits. Like, what?
It was so funny watching him squirm during that Mehdi Hasan interview, but especially around that point where he just kept. He it's not like he took the position. And just like, you know, strapped himself down, got some solid footing and just weathered the storm. He just kept moving. And it was like, well, that money didn't come until after. No, not true.
Well, I don't know why you want to talk about a 24-year-old getting a scholarship. This seems pretty childish to me.
Yeah, because you made 600 grand.
It might have something to do with the fact that you have continuously said that affirmative action is something that should not exist. And here you are getting a scholarship specifically for children of immigrants.
Right.
Which, like, shout out to the scholarships for existing.
Yeah.
Like many things. Unfortunate. Some of the people that are able to benefit from those things. It sounds very much like a PPP loan, you know? Let's give all those loans and the biggest amount of money to the people and the companies that absolutely do not need it.
Right.
That are just taking free money and not paying employees enough. So then those employees are also going to need SNAP benefits or some sort of supplemental income. Even though you have taken extra money that you don't have to take, that you don't have to pay back. What did he say? No strings attached.
No strings. He literally said that. No strings attached.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? But to be clear, when he said who wouldn't, it wasn't who wouldn't. It was who wouldn't. Anybody who has a couple hundred grand in the bank would take that $50,000, no strings attached. Why is it okay for them? Why is it okay for the Walmarts?
Right.
Or whatever, but people who need to eat. Just a bridge too far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
I saw a meme. It was pretty good. It was like, don't you think it's fun? I just think it's funny how we spend a lot of time telling people with the least amount of money how to spend it. And judging them for what they spend money on. And those with the most. Hey, man, who are you to tell them what to do with their money?
So smart. They're so smart, obviously, because they have so much money that who would you, Brokey, be to say anything? Anything. I saw Joe Rogan talking to that Oliver something. Anthony? Don't know. The guy that wrote the song.
Oh,
That the right went crazy for. Yeah. And Richmond, north of Richmond.
North of Richmond.
That they went crazy for. And then he was like, oops, this song is not for y'all. And they were like, what? That song is for us. And he was like, it actually isn't.
It's not.
I'm going to tell you it's not. Guys. So, of course, Joe Rogan jumps on the chance to talk to that guy. And Joe Rogan has just become, you know, just so much closer to a Rush Limbaugh, in my opinion.
No, real talk.
Like, it's just, he's just going for it. And it's, when he's real loud about it, it's usually a class thing. It's usually the poors that he just, I don't know why you fat poor people, you know, and we shouldn't be paying for your fudge rounds.
Right, right.
We shouldn't have to do that. I know for certain Joe Rogan does not pay the amount of taxes he's supposed to. You know what I mean? Like, here, you literally moved your entire operation to Texas to avoid paying certain taxes.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, yes. Ben Shapiro, too. The whole thing was like, oh, we got to get out of these. Got to get out of L.A. Got to get out of these places. They're taking all our money. So I don't want to hear anything from a Joe Rogan about taxes because he's not doing his part. But then he was basically on there saying that, you know, the rich people shouldn't have to pay more. They shouldn't have to do more. Like, but also, couldn't we just sort of fix some of these problems if a couple of the rich people decided to be nice and they could just get it handled? Huh?
Are you one of those rich people?
Sure. I bet he not. I don't think he's talking about him.
Are you going to just... you know, not my riches. Other people's riches, though. We got a bunch of text. Somebody said, don't say young Trump within earshot of an ABC programming executive. I pray.
Is that young Shelton?
Yeah, I pray.
Recycle, reduce, reuse. Stop the abuse.
John. Oh my God. I just want to know what caused Bobby Lakes to shut down. Was the closer somebody got sick because the closer somebody got sick because they were out in the middle of a toxic waste field? Out in industrial nation? Decades of pollution. Rivergate. The community didn't want it for a reason. Disgusting politics.
Big time. Big time.
Rivergate.
Big time.
We did get a text. Let me see here. Is that Rudes? It is Rudes. Oh, shiz. That's some Sunday brunch action.
Little gospel brunch. Well, I'm jumping in.
Okay.
And
of the essence.
Yeah, I realize I don't know how we do this, but Y'all, it's been an hour already, and we only have half an hour, and we got three other stories.
That was quick.
I don't know how this happened, but wow. I'm jumping into the hate crimes, because...
Yeah, let's do it.
Important. Adrian Cummins, the suspect accused of racially motivated stabbing attacks on two black teenagers on the Max, was released by police just days before the alleged attack, despite an arrest warrant and a judicial order to hold him in custody. Cummins had been arrested on August 30th for failure to appear in court on charges of menacing someone with a knife in July. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office cited medical reasons as the cause for refusing to book him in jail, a common reason for such refusals. In such cases, arresting officers have several options, including issuing a citation for a new court date. In Cummins' case, the Portland Police Bureau officer chose to issue a citation in lieu of custody and released him while serving notice of the new court date. PPB stated that it is more likely to issue citations and release individuals in such situations due to the time-consuming nature of taking someone to the hospital and waiting for treatment, which would hinder their ability to respond to service calls.
Oh, yeah. That's what's been doing it.
There has been no tracking data on this issue by PPB. Cummins is now facing charges of attempted murder, first-degree assault, first-degree bias crime, and other offenses. Prosecutors are seeking to prevent his release from jail due to the violent nature of the alleged crimes and the risk to the public. He is set to appear in court for a preventative detention hearing.
Right, right.
Ambush, what I have seen so far is a certain brand of, you know, shame page, trauma.
Yeah.
Grift.
Yep. Yep.
I've seen them saying, you know, blaming this on certain city officials and somehow, certainly,
yeah.
Somehow those pages never see. They're so involved and integral and, you know, they outside. They know they're watching. They're seeing. They're a part of the community.
They're claiming to get paperwork directly from, you know. This person said, I got the paperwork that shows that the judge and the DA signed off on this release. What you have is fraudulent information, which you're known for.
I mean, I'm not listening to anybody who did their level best to set a city council person up because they didn't like them. This is not like the person did an actual thing.
Right.
Your racism and misogynoir made you be that. So no, I'm not going to trust anything you say at this point about the official things you have, because yes, you are besties with a bunch of the PPB. Yes, you certainly, I'm sure, are. You guys went to school together. It's great.
Right.
What I know is they lie. You try and pretend like they don't. You know they do.
Right.
Because you're in on it. But they lie. They will flat out lie. So you're... Anyway, that's not the... Those weren't the decision makers in the moment. And my entire point is that there, no matter who is actually to blame, they never seem to know who it is.
Ever.
Ever. And but ever. You are so involved and care so much about the community. And you're like, I'm on this. I'm on this case. I'm paying attention. The police have a choice in that moment. Now, I am confused about the Multnomah County Sheriff being able to say that the judge ordered that this person be remanded because they were there on a warrant for failure to appear.
Failure to appear.
So I don't trust that you'll be back. Plus, you were out there menacing with a knife. Let's go ahead, keep you in here. And the Multnomah County Sheriff can say, there is a medical issue, but HIPAA, so I'm not going to tell you what it is, but also communicable, but not acute, but would need treatment at an emergency room that a police officer would have to sit at.
Mm.
So Multnomah County sheriffs can just not do the judge's order. I think I wasn't fully aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm not truly shocked by it, but like, oh wow, you could do, like, the judge does not really mean as much as we thought ever.
Now, Morgan.
Yeah.
If this were a person of color,
mm-hmm.
do you believe they would have been given a citation and sent along their merry way?
I think that person could be actively holding a handful of bed bugs.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, come on in, bud.
Coughing up blood. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, it wouldn't matter what the affliction is. It wouldn't matter how many people could get it, how quick they could get it. We would find a way to isolate that person and allow them to, you know, go crazy in a cell by themselves while we don't get whatever communicable disease we think that person has or whatever it is. Nah, they're not letting the people of color go and getting a ticket.
Right.
But it is pretty amazing that the active and loud white supremacists get tickets all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is a choice. The police get a choice ambush. They get to decide. Do I, 5 minutes before I'm off, want to now extend my shift by taking this person to the hospital and sitting at the hospital for however long? And I know, I mean, like, I have spent a lot of time taking my dad or my mom,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and you see the police come in with a ambulance, and then they stand around and they watch, like, you go. The person isn't going to escape when they're, but okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, am I going to go do that, or am I going to give a ticket?
You know what's interesting about the ticket, right? You said earlier, when it comes to these white supremacists, they just keep getting tickets.
Just here, have this one.
The tickets themselves are a paper trail.
Right? Indeed.
The tickets themselves are records of interaction. But then when the crime happens, it's like, and we're trying to figure
out. Can't figure out why that guy wasn't.
Or even who the responsible parties are. I don't know. Maybe the people you've been giving citations to the entire time.
I want to know why the police are the ones that make that decision of if this person actually goes and gets whatever treatment they need in order to enter the facility, or if they get a ticket. Because here's the thing. Are you then expecting, for that reason, for this medical reason that they're citing, that again is somehow contagious but not acute, like it's not,
right.
I don't know if it's active or not. But the citation does not make them go get the treatment. Like, so it's not like they're, okay, thank you for this ticket. I am going to take myself to OHSU
right.
and get patched up, and then I'll be right back. Like, what are we expecting to happen there?
Homeboy legitimately went and did more crime.
He didn't just do more crime. He escalated.
Right.
You were menacing with a knife before, and now you are
stabbing
people because they're black. No other reason.
None.
No other reason. And not a one of you needs to ask what, you know, what escalated, what happened? What did they do to make him stab them? I want to know why the people who are basically deciding the rest of their night or their day with that information are the ones who get to make that decision.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that we should all have to be overworked and, you know, do 8 hours at the emergency room because you happened to pull the, you know, short straw or whatever.
Right.
But if y'all don't know how to manage shifts properly, y'all got to say that then, because it doesn't need to be the arresting officer that's with that person the entire time.
No.
It absolutely doesn't. For as much as we talk about private sector, like, all these people will be like, the private sector is the only way to solve these things.
Fine.
Fine. But also, how come y'all don't know how to manage people? Y'all don't know how to manage shifts. You don't know how to manage your payroll effectively. You don't know who should be working when.
You don't know who's working when, in another department.
You don't know when somebody got two jobs at the same time.
Right.
Two full-time jobs at the same time. But you don't get to, if you give me the option to say, are you going to do a really hard part of your job right now? Or are you going to go home? I'm not going to choose the hard part every single time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm never going to expect the people who lie about how dangerous their job is and how hard it is. I'm not going to expect them to do the thing that they're supposed to be doing.
They got
to
get home to their families, Mark.
Listen, public safety for what? Not for me, because he ain't coming after me. It just doesn't make any sense at all that they're the ones that get to say, yeah, actually, this judge said this person can't leave jail, but the jail says that this person can't come in. So I'm going to give him a ticket, even though we had to pick him up on a warrant for failure to appear. I'm going to give him a ticket with the new court date on it, so he won't miss that one because second chances.
So we're talking poor judgment, which led to attempted murder. And for that poor judgment, there will be no consequence.
And we are hearing people blame people who do not make that decision.
Right.
Now, if we want to be mad about why they get to make that decision, which I am fuming about why they would get to make that decision. Cool. But if you are saying this is Tina Kotek's problem, you do not understand the problem. And the fact that you have a base of people who are frothing at the mouth to be able to blame instead of do, instead of act. People who are actually working actively against making any of these problems go away, but railing against those, the symptoms of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely saying the real problem isn't the system, the systemic structures that are making this happen. That's not real. That's a boogeyman. It's actually individual choices. And if only we could put some Jesus on it, or maybe take some alcohol out of it, then it's just going to be completely fine.
But then individual choices stop when it comes to the officers.
Yeah, absolutely. Except for when it's a lone wolf.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up for me. I wasn't sure.
It gets confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's maddening.
It's maddening.
It's absolutely maddening.
It's maddening. And two more people attacked on a Max. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Black teenagers. I feel like we would be hearing a lot more if this was two white teenagers, but you know, I can do the, I can stop the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Text says, quote, Portland is a Schmidt show. People for Portland. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all know who we talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. These are the people who blame the people that don't have the thing to do with it.
Right.
And what I really need us all to remember is they know it.
Right.
They are actively lying. They are actively just playing in our faces.
Enemies of progress.
Absolutely 100%. Playing in our faces for a living. And a better living than any other person can make in that realm on any other side of that coin.
Period.
You know? There's just not money in progress. There's not money in making it better for more people. It's not there. But somebody gonna have to explain to me, why is it that the actual arresting officer gets to say, I'm going to give this person a ticket, or I'm going to do whatever it is that needs to be done in order to get this handled?
Right.
It's not even like I got to call my supervisor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even like, uh-oh, I should, wait, is there some paperwork I should read about this one? Was there a judge that, like, you just get to make that decision. And I just want you to think about how it feels 10 minutes before you're supposed to be off the clock. An hour. You know? There's a countdown happening. It doesn't matter what your job is. There's a countdown happening.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff you got to do still. You know, it's not just go home. So, yeah. Even if it's just go home, they want to go home.
Right.
We know that they let drunk drivers go all the time. Like, I don't want to fill out the paperwork. We know that.
Went there, did you?
And then be like, whoa, you got in an accident. That's crazy. Yikes, yikes. Okay, we got to move on.
They watching Channel Zero.
I think we should get to the... Yeah, let's get to the homeless shelter, the Helping Hands. Helping Hands.
The fate of the state's largest homeless shelter is hanging in the balance. The organization behind Oregon's largest homeless shelter, Bybee Lakes Hope Center in North Portland, has issued a dire warning. Without urgent financial support from state or local governments, they may be forced to close their doors by the end of this week. Helping Hands Reentry Outreach Centers, the group responsible for Bybee Lakes, halted new shelter admissions last month due to a severe funding shortage. They've turned to Multnomah County requesting $5 million from the approximately $65 million earmarked for homeless services that the county has in unspent funds. Back in mid-August, Bybee Lakes had 175 beds in use out of a total capacity exceeding 300 residents. The facility had recently expanded its capacity to serve more individuals in need. Residents like Billy McClintock, who relies on the shelter services, emphasizes the vital role it plays in their lives. McClintock, who found refuge at Bybee Lakes after losing his housing, describes the center as a lifeline, offering not just shelter, but opportunities for growth and development. However, Helping Hands founder Alan Evans cautioned that without immediate financial assistance, they might have to cease operations, impacting not only Bybee Lakes, but also the numerous communities they serve. Helping Hands operates 11 facilities across 5 counties in Oregon, providing a total of 430 shelter beds statewide, with Bybee Lakes being their largest shelter. The situation took a promising turn as Multnomah County commissioners initiated discussions on how to allocate the unspent funding for homeless services. Bybee Lakes emerged as a focal point in these discussions, indicating substantial political support for the shelter and reentry program. Commissioners are expected to cast their votes on the funding allocation by the end of this week, just days before Bybee Lakes faces the possibility of closure. Multnomah County Chair Jessica Vega Peterson has expressed her commitment to finding a solution for Bybee Lakes, but emphasized the need for a sustainable long-term plan. Negotiations are ongoing, with financial transparency and fiscal viability as key considerations. While reports suggest a proposed $800,000 offer with financial scrutiny, Helping Hands insists they require at least $1.5 million to sustain operations until the year end. County Commissioner Julia Brim Edwards is proposing a contract for $5 to $7 million with Bybee Lakes, contingent on adding 150 more shelter beds and demonstrating financial stability for the long term. The county's board session today will address part of the underspending issue, with $17 million of the $58 million in allocated funds from a corrective action plan. Bybee Lakes' funding request, separate from that corrective action proposal, may be addressed if negotiations succeed, possibly as early as today. While other Helping Hands facilities in Clatsop and Tillamook counties have resumed accepting new intakes, the future of Bybee Lakes remains uncertain.
I just want to say, make it go away.
Oh, man. Enlighten us.
Make it go away again. I already did these are the people who are mad at the system, right, at the symptoms, but not the system. And so these are the people talking about the, you know, homeless industrial complex making tons of money off of keeping people homeless.
You know what's real interesting about this?
What?
That same Instagram shamer,
mm-hmm.
that account, is rallying people to support this.
Well, of course, because it is an absolute performance.
Right.
So, to me, this is what we are looking at. A privately owned situation saying the county and the city are supposed to be doing more, so they need to give us money. We already... No. 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 First of all, shout out to the environmental racism that that entire situation is. And now add some classism on top of that. Because as that text said earlier, you just going to put that on the toxic wasteland? That was going to be a jail?
Right.
And Jordan Snitcher gets to be like, actually, I think, and you named that a Jordan Snitzer campus? I mean, take your name off the stuff that is wild.
Like, that's wild. That's wild.
I thought wealthy people were supposed to, like, do museums, galleries and like, education.
Libraries. Yes.
Fam.
You got it Yuck. Wrong. You got it wrong, bro.
Then you have this air of, like, they're owed. What would be happening if it weren't for us and this, you know, referral only in the middle of no, like, how are these folks getting out there? We're just going to throw people on the edge of the city in a toxic wasteland.
Right.
They have to be referred to get there. I'm just going to tell you this. Every single thing that they say uses the same phrases. So I already know you're lying.
Right.
Data-driven, trauma-informed, person-centered. LOL. Not y'all.
Not y'all. Definitely not y'all.
Not y'all. So
use a template.
You are out here acting as if you are changing the game. Right? Like, without this, all the media that's like, our largest shelter. Being the largest does not necessarily mean that you are effective. Helpful.
Yeah.
Or effective.
Yeah.
Those two things don't go together necessarily. That's the first thing that this is, everything is like, our largest shelter, not right now.
Right.
Where's the money? These are the moments you need to be saying, thank goodness Multnomah County didn't spend that money that way. Thank you for not putting more money in urban alchemy and helping hands that are not doing the things. Not that they haven't given the money to those things, you know? Right. But in these, like, you're going to shut down, so we're supposed to be what? Do a GoFundMe. This is the thing. All you guys that are like, oh, I'm super rich and I can solve this problem.
Solve it.
Solve it.
Solve it.
Do it.
Yeah.
You spend all this time saying that government is ineffective. Look what you're about to do. You're just going to get on in there. Get your hands dirty. But then you go, hey, you guys aren't giving me any money to do it.
What's the, you want a handout? What? Not a handout.
Oh, there's some texts.
Oh, yeah. F that place.
Ooh.
Alan, Portland said no.
That's what I'm talking about.
So Portland said no many years ago.
Yep.
That jail is just old rich people politics in Portland.
Ooh.
We're sick of them. Okay. Besides, aren't we getting some new 500 beds?
Mm-hmm.
Bed ones anyway? Following up, P.S. Who owns that asshole? What's their name?
Oh.
Snitcher Steel.
But man. Please. Okay, see.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are. I love the spice, but
yes.
Then we got to try and censor live, and I don't know how to read, and, you know. Go ahead.
They got it right. Let them put their name on that trash.
Fair. Nah, you're right.
Yeah.
I definitely love a good self-report, as you know. I do appreciate it. I just think it's funny.
Mm.
I think it's hilarious that there used to be like a I don't know, they wanted to be prestigious with the name placement, you know? But now anybody can own a jail, I guess.
And why do they still have a fully operational medical sector and dental sector in that place?
Here's my question.
Ooh.
They don't have at Multnomah County, they don't have a nurse, a doctor, or any, there's no health facility where you are, I'm not looking for a bunch of people to be in jail.
Of course.
But they don't have a facility that can check on folk? Like, is that not part of the deal?
Right.
Because what do you mean you can't? Also, wasn't Multnomah County just like, hey, we're back open, like, check my books for September or whatever, you know, the hairstylists say. Now booking. They did a whole like, hey, COVID's over. And we're going to open up all these beds because we were doing all of this, you know, distancing because of COVID, and that's over. So if COVID's over, what is it that person could have had?
Right. I said, they don't care though. We keep seeing this over and over.
True.
It's just getting worse.
True.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't know. I don't even know if it's getting worse. You know, like, I think that this is all that it's pretty constant.
Yeah.
Every single one of these things has happened.
It's getting sloppy.
And I do understand scale is different and pandemic has changed every. So, you know, let me actually just rewind. It is worse. I don't know why. I think I want to make sure that, you know, we don't lose sight of the fact that things, so many of these issues are existing because they have to within the systems we live in. So you're not going to have people doing the private sector, we're going to do this, if we are able to actually use the money we have the ways that we are supposed to. But these people get in the way. So not only do they get in the way of the things that we actually ask for, we vote for, we want our money spent on, they jump in the way, make it harder to do any of those things or impossible, then funnel that money to a nonprofit that they have made because they are the ones who know how to do everything, and then they fail. And then they say, we failed because the city didn't give us any money.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Right.
Someone said, fiancés, I love you, but really, we got to get up from this dirty chess game. I don't know what the, which one?
Which one of the games?
Yeah. It's getting worse, but I appreciate you noting it's been going on. That nuance does matter. I appreciate you. And you're right. It is worse. It is worse. And I don't know. It's not as if I have every answer, but I know that there are existing answers that are proven to work. And we are we are refusing to do it. And obviously not us, but collectively, the society is too fine with all of this. Mm-hmm. It's too okay with these things being things. Like, someone's really got it. Like, why does why did he get to buy a jail?
Period.
And why are we now doing your failed real estate investment? Like, now we're just going to throw people in there?
It's almost like they didn't know what they wanted to do, right? You bought the jail. You turned it into a shelter. But then you created so many barriers of entry to the shelter, it limited the amount of people that you could charge the city for under the contract.
But that's the thing. They don't have like the contract with the city. Mm. They don't have that.
Who are they billing?
They got some money from the American Rescue Plan. A milli or something. This is the funding is there. This is a nonprofit, meaning you have all the opportunities to write for the same grants that everybody has the rights to write for. And they're not doing it because, I don't know, entitled. I don't know. Right. Reasons. We'll just say because reasons. They are not writing for those grants, but they are also not doing a GoFundMe. So I don't know who's going to pay for it. They don't either. And that's why we're talking about it, because you're about to shut down because you wasted all our time.
Wow. It's, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, bro.
Number one, Ambush, we didn't get to talk about Enrique Tarrio. So I'm just going to say, I have been talking about this man since 2017.
True.
I've been following his illustrious career as a right-wing grifter, gang member, leader,
informant.
And he didn't see this coming, guys. That's my, that's my favorite part about this. He didn't see it coming.
Oh my God.
And he absolutely was involved in all these. Like, he will tell you. Enrique don't play. He'll just tell you. Yeah, I did that thing. I mean, he does lie too, but.
Oh, yeah.
But no, he definitely is like a. They're the kind of people that think that we figured it out and we are doing things, you know, within that gray area of the law. And so what can they do to us? God. But they are also friends, really good friends with law enforcement.
Really, really good.
And also gang members with each other.
They're all the barbecues together.
But I just want to say that he got 22 years because they did the inbred insurrection, and he was a humongous part of putting that together. And for me, I think that the most important part of this episode of News with My Fiancé will be the song you will play for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just am so proud. I'm so proud of Enrique's work.
Today's show was made possible thanks to Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, and our podcast editor, Kyle G. Thank you, everyone, for being heavy on the text lines today. We were cooking this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll make sure we get it in the transcripts. And as always, don't let the individual distract you from the system. Poverty is a policy choice. People open problems. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.